91X News.
It's 15 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose. The announcement of a new president and CEO of Loyalist College was made yesterday. Dr. Anne Marie Vaughan, the former president of Newfoundland and Labrador's College of the North Atlantic from 2011 to 2017, will be taking the reins next month. June Hagerman is the chair of the Board of Governors at Loyalist, and she says Vaughan will have some big shoes to fill after the retirement of former president Maureen Piercy. Piercy headed Loyalist for 11 years.
She's leaving a tremendous legacy of growth and opportunities and putting students first in their success and achievements so that they can become successful citizens in our community.
Hagerman also says that the selection committee decision on Vaughan was unanimous.
We certainly respected her expertise, her tireless energy, and her commitment to putting students first in terms of meeting the needs of a diverse student population, her programming ideas, and not only working with local students from the region, but also international students and other student groups that make up Loyalist College.
Vaughan will take over as president on November 7th. A Belleville man has been charged with sexual-related offenses following an investigation by City Police and Highland Shores Children's Aid. Police were told in June a young female had allegedly been a victim of unwanted touching, and the Child Protection Agency was called in to assist with the investigation. A 37-year-old Belleville man was arrested Monday and charged with one count each of sexual assault on a person under 16, sexual interference on a person under age 16, and sexual exploitation. The suspect has been released from custody and has a court date early next month. Gay Lee Foods announced it has entered into an agreement to buy Sterling Creamery by November 1st. The dairy cooperative, which is headquartered in Mississauga, Ontario, said the purchase builds upon its existing butter operation in Guelph, Ontario. Gay Lee said the deal will give it added flexibility to further production capacity and meet customer needs in the current high-demand market for butter. Sterling Creamery, known for its range of artisanal crafted butters, is located in the village of Sterling, Ontario, about 2.5 hours east of Toronto. Gailey said it intends to maintain full operations at the Sterling plant and preserve all relationships with existing Sterling Creamery customers, suppliers, and its 25 employers. Financial terms related to the deal have not been disclosed. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is celebrating his first year in office with a string of media interviews, saying his government has done a lot of big things in the last 12 months. Trudeau told Breakfast Television in Toronto he's focused on what needs to be done to help the middle class. Once again, he wouldn't comment on whether his government could work with a possible Donald Trump administration.
One of the things that we demonstrated a year ago is that the politics of bringing people together, the politics of respect, of inclusion, of responsible platforms based in evidence and data-driven decision-making is exactly what voters, what citizens expect to see from their governments, and it worked out for us.
Trudeau says he would encourage anyone in any political situation to respect voters' intelligence and work hard to bring them together. The Algonquins of Ontario and the federal and provincial governments have signed an agreement in principle involving lands in eastern Ontario. The agreement is a step toward resolving centuries-old land claim that covers an area of 36,000 square kilometres of land. The Ontario government says the non-binding agreement in principle paves the way for continued negotiations toward a final agreement that will define the ongoing rights of the Algonquins of Ontario to land and natural resources within the area. The Algonquins first petitioned a treaty in 1772 and negotiations began in 1991, but fell apart a decade later due to Algonquin disunity. The agreement in principle was announced in June 2015, and the Algonquins voted earlier this year to support the proposal. The settlement would give the Algonquins of Ontario $300 million in funding from Canada and Ontario, and not less than 47,550 hectares of provincial crown lands would be transferred to Algonquin ownership. The Canadian Cancer Society has released its 2016 cancer statistics. Canadian press reporter Adam Burns has a look at the numbers.
More than 200,000 Canadians are expected to be diagnosed with cancer in 2016. Nearly 80,000 will die from the disease. Lung, breast, colorectal, and prostate cancers will account for more than half the cases. Overall, an estimated 2 in 5 Canadians are expected to get cancer in their lifetimes. 1 in 4 will die from it.
The Society says the number of cases is likely to increase as the population ages, but the rate of new cancers should be relatively stable. And the creepy clown craze is no joke for real clowns.
Being a clown these days is no laughing matter, with reports of people in full clown costumes intentionally scaring people.
It's actually relatively common for people to feel creeped out by clowns.
Clinical psychologist Kristen Kunkel. Professional clown Milton Shepherd has no interest in scaring anyone. For him, it's an art.
Face paint, you gotta learn how to put on clown makeup, create a clown persona.
Ask New Yorkers what they think of creepy clowns taking over the streets of Manhattan with Halloween approaching.
On social media, I didn't think too much of it. I guess it's kind of creepy.
Even though many scary clown sightings have turned out to be hoaxes. I'm Sandy Kozell.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
You hear a lot of ads about Invisalign, but is it the right option for you? I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson. Invisalign is a great device for moving teeth, but not everyone is a candidate. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I can ensure your decision is an informed one. Let my specialty expertise give you the smile you've always wanted. If you're thinking about Invisalign, see me, Dr. Julianne Peterson. For a complimentary second opinion, call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
And in sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team plays their final game of the season today. They hope to finish the season off on a high note. The women have lost 8 of their games, tied 2, and had their only win last week. They welcome Durham today at 6 o'clock. In local hockey, the Napanee Raiders face off against the Picton Pirates tomorrow at 7:30. And the Toronto Blue Jays forced a 5th game in the American League Championship Series with a 5 win over Cleveland. Blue Jays outfielder Michael Saunders says the team will have to look at video and do some homework before facing Cleveland's rookie starter Ryan Merritt in Game 5.
I think sometimes too much information is not good for you, to be honest. But, you know, in this situation, I think some video, just see what his ball does. You know, but that being said, it's the postseason. You don't know how a pitcher's going to respond if his heart rate gets going and he starts leaving balls up.
And 14 months removed from independent ball on Long Island, Rich Hill pitched the Dodgers into a 2-1 lead in the National League Championship Series. Hill allowed 2 hits in 6 innings last night to beat CY Young Award winner Jake Arrieta as LA shut out the Chicago Cubs 6-0. Hill says it was good to come through in a big game.
That was the biggest game of my career, and you know, just to, again, it's all about staying in the moment and executing when you're in that moment, and that's all you can think about and that's all you can control is that pitch.
And in the NHL, there are 2 games tonight. The Jets welcome the Leafs to Winnipeg for an 8 o'clock game, and the Red Wings are in New York to face the Rangers at 8 o'clock. Hamilton Tiger Cats star Brandon Banks has been suspended for 2 crucial games following a positive drug test. The CFL says Banks tested positive for meth, a stimulant known as MDA that is closely related to ecstasy. It's the receiver kick returner's first positive test, which carries a 2-game suspension. Under the league's policy, a suspended player can't play in games, but it's up to the club to determine whether he can participate in other teams' activities, such as practice and meetings. The Tie Cats are 2nd in the East Division, 3 points behind the Red Blacks. They're looking to close that gap when they play in Ottawa on Friday night. And there are 5 new members for the World Golf Hall of Fame. The class of 2017 includes golfers Ian Woodson, David Love III, Meg Maloon, and Lorianne Ochaka, along with longtime British reporter Harry Longhurst. The newest inductees were chosen by a 16-member selection commission led by Jack Nicklaus, Nancy Lopez, Gary Player, and Anika Sorensen. The Toronto Raptors look for a 3rd straight win when they visit the Detroit Pistons in NBA preseason action. Toronto has a 3-2 record in exhibition play. The Raptors open the regular season next Wednesday, hosting the Pistons. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 12:10, it's 15 degrees and mostly cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose, News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.